Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here. Captain Art Taylor from the Surgery. Big retirement day here. We just heard the big announcement from Cass. Cass is retiring from Cass Tours. And Art Taylor has passed the reins. Yeah, we are. Yeah. Passed the reins on to Mike and Josh on the Searcher. It's pretty exciting times here in Southern California sport fishing. And, you know, Mike and Josh are already doing a phenomenal job on the boat.
Absolutely, yeah.
Pretty exciting stuff. Hey, you just heard Captain Tim Ekstrom talk about the Royal Star. We just had our Let's Talk Hookup 4-day Royal Star from Ron Lane. And Ron Lane was the representative of our 4-day. They had a great chip. He's going to call in tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. And programming note for tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, battery guys, the North Battery guys were supposed to be here talking lithium batteries tomorrow, which is a big subject now.
Totally.
Well, they had issues with their flights. They couldn't get here. They come from Minnesota, eh? And, they're going to be here in August.
Good.
So that's what they've committed. They said, we'll be there in August for sure, toward the middle or end of August to talk lithium batteries.
I was bummed when I heard that. I'm glad they are coming back. And this is no BS. Like, we're about due for battery change,
yeah.
And that's the direction I think we're going to go. But I have a lot of questions for those guys.
There's a lot of questions.
You know, because it's not just batteries. Does my charging system need to change?
Exactly.
And it's lesser weight, but our batteries are in the builds. Like, I have a lot of questions for those guys. But everybody I've talked to on a boat like mine, a trailer boat that, you know, has a 3 or 4, you know, battery system, like, the weight is huge. The lifetime of the batteries is double. Like, so I'm
and the amp hours,
yeah, exactly,
are like beyond. So we have a lot to learn about lithium,
and stay tuned
for that. But the good news is, I guess the good news, bad news is, it's just going to be me and Rick tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're doing a freelance show with just callers and texters and Rick and myself, and then some special reports coming in. So tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., you're stuck with Rick
and myself.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. Speaking of the Royal Star, Tracy just let me know they have two spots that just opened up. I can't believe this. August 5th through 9th on a 4-day trip.
Oof.
Yeah, pretty good opportunity to go on the Royal Star. So two spots open August 5th through the 9th on the Royal Star. If you want to go, check RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can book them right online. And then also, here's another one that's hard to get on. American Angler had two spots open on an 8-day trip departing on August the 11th. Talk about Wahoo, right?
Yeah,
going with
chance.
I think Ray and Brian probably both running that trip. I don't know. So we'll see. But Brian was up there, and Viola, his wife, were up there at Katmai, and they had a great time. And now Brian's back on the boat right now.
Okay.
So. But anyway, if you want to go on that 8-day trip, two spots left on very, very hard to get on.
Both of those spots.
Both the American Angler and the Royal Star. Check RoyalStarSportFishing.com or AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. And get on those August trips. Great opportunity, right?
Yeah, no doubt about that. And speaking of great fishing, we're going to talk about it now. It's time for the Catch Report today. And our FishDope.com report is sponsored by our great friends at Summit. Hey, summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their newly expanded Summit gasoline and get the low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or your trailer boat. Now they can accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, they have 12 diesel pumps. You also get 100 pounds of free ice with your 35-gallon purchase.
100 pounds of
100 pounds, free.
Because you're a Let's Talk Hookup listener.
If you're sliding your boat anywhere to get fuel, it's lesser expensive. It's an easier pull-through with your boat trailer.
Expensive.
And you get 100 pounds of free ice. It's such a,
it's a no-brainer.
It is. It truly is a no-brainer. Stop in, say hi to Martha and their great friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners and always the low price at the San Diego Sports Arena at Summit Gasoline. Hey, we're going to find out what's fighting with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Pete, Art, great show here today. Congratulations on your retirement, Art. I'm going to get that figured out myself here one of these days.
Thank you.
But anyway, I got just a great report for you guys. We're covering a lot of ground, and it's just been an incredible week of fishing here in Southern California. Nice weather, biting fish, just about all species accounted for. It's just been awesome. So starting locally right here off of Long Beach on the famed combo Orchard Kelp and Huntington Flats, they're back. You know, struggled there for a few years, but they're back, warm, clean water. And really steady fishing on the sand bass, calico bass, and barracuda. And I'll tell you guys, it's fantastic to see those bass, sand bass, calico bass, both benefiting from the reduced bag limits and increased size limit. You know, poor bastards just got hammered with the way they were fishing them for a while. But long time coming, but it looks like things are straightening out, and that population's definitely rebounded. So over at Catalina, inshore along the kelp lines, just okay, nothing special. Just a standard 3Bs with a sprinkle of yellowtail. But just offshore from the island, this is where it really gets interesting, from just about above Avalon a little bit, up toward Long Point maybe, and then down off the slide and then down the ridge of the 152 and the 277, quite a bit of that bigger gray bluefin pushed in there, foaming up, biting some smaller jigs, poppers. Guys got a few trolling Mad Max. Of course, fishing the fly or under the kite there. There was quite a bit of fish, and some of it was that really big stuff. And then that area just outside Bend West and toward the 499, you know, it went kind of south there, went dry for a bit, but that whole sector is loading up again, so that's a nice rebound. And then the other area for the tuna fish is out there in the Tanner Bank zone, big yellows of the on the shallows of the bank, and then just off the edge, the north, east edge, I think it is, kind of 100 fathoms, a little bit more. Quite a bit of that big bluefin mounting up in there right now. Quite a bit of the big fleet is out there. And then as to the exotics, oh, boy, this is where it gets interesting. So I just heard from Danny from Fish Dope just a little bit ago, got my morning update. And so we got breaking news. There's a guy on the radio was mentioning a kelp on the 209 loaded with Dorado. So that's nice to see that Dorado pushing up. They're not biting, but they're there in that. Soon to be a really good fun for that Dorado. We love what happened last year, so we'll see. But that Dorado stretches down like toward that 371 zone in there. There was several caught yesterday. And also in the exotic category, of course, we got to talk about the albacore. There was two more, you know, one Thursday, I think it was, on a sport boat off San Diego. Two more yesterday that were caught by the Lexi up on the Osborne or near the Osborne. They were caught on spreader bars. They got a jig strike, and then when they were winded in the second one, they got bit on that, and it just surprised the heck out of them to swing a couple of nice albacore over the side. And apparently they threw a little bit of bait and got a few boils out of it also. So there was a little teeny school there, and hopefully it's just the shape of things to come. It'd be really something to see that fish come back. Yeah,
boiling
and
albacore.
Then, the albacore.
Yeah.
Honest to God, real live albacore.
How about
and,
that?
You know,
and that was right off of Dana Point?
Area. I'm sorry?
That was right off of Dana
Osborne,
Point?
I think is what he said.
No, no, the Osborne.
Oh, that
they
was Osborne.
The Osborne.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they've been fishing up there for the big
okay.
tuna.
Yeah. Dana Point.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he is. Yeah.
And then I don't know if you guys saw it, but I saw that video of those marlins that were tailing like in 150 feet of water right off Newport Pier. There was half a dozen fish or so in there. God, as soon as I saw that, I mean, I was just looking around for my bait rod to pitch them a mackerel. I couldn't
told you. Who showed me that picture on Tuesday, and I told Mark about it. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was incredible.
There was
video.
The coast right there, right?
Right there, yeah. Well, you know, years ago, in at the end of the season, fish had been gone for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, the whole bunch of them showed up right in exactly that same area. So we gathered up a crew, ran down there, put the jigs out. We got a triple jig strike and landed all three right there looking at the people watching us on the end of Newport Pier. So, you know, that's crazy stuff happens once in a while.
It's going to continue to be a crazy year. And, of course, fishdope.com, Danny, you heard it. Danny and the boys always have the top information for you. And you can be a member. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. And the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's Pacific Edge Tackle. And do we got time to make mention of the naked girls on the center console that are down there by the hidden bank? Danny told me about that. And he said maybe it's a developing bite, kind of a whole new area. I don't know.
Yeah, that's we don't have time for that. All right. It is a family show, Mark. All right, man. Well, thanks. Great report, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
But I'll bet the Latin longs are on Fish Dope.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Fish Dope, yeah. If you want to know.
I've got them.
I'll bet you do. Should I sell a membership? Thanks, Mark.
That's we'll see you guys.
Hey, we're going to continue with our catch report. Find out what's biting at down at Cedros Island. We're going to Cedros Sport Fishing with our buddy Jeff's on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, buddy. I know it was another great week at Cedros Sport Fishing.
Oh, boy. Sure is. And it will be to come. Congratulations, Art, on your upcoming retirement or the announcement. The industry is starting to slowly lose heroes, and it's a good thing that some young guys are coming through the industry and going to be able to make a name for themselves. So best wishes to you and your wife.
Thank you so much. There's a lot of really, really talented young guys that are coming into the industry as and part of ownership, and it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
There's lots of...
Well, it gives guys like us hope, you know, that we still got, you know, 20 years, 25 years of good fishing ahead of us, and then we get to, you know, maybe right off into the sunset as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're right about that, though, Art. Like, you and your colleagues are leaving the boats in some really good young hands. You know, there's a lot of passing torches going on, and there's some really good young operators. And these last two seasons has seen a lot of it. It's like it's very fun watching it happen right now.
Absolutely, yeah. The future's bright.
No question.
Well, speaking of bright future, Cedros Sport Fishing. So. Fishing's been fantastic. Been, you know, a couple of days here and there just due to the tide change or phase of the moon. But, you know, the bite slows down. It's still better than most places on their best day. So nice yellows anywhere from 15 to 40 pounds. I highly suggest for people that are coming down, fish your 80-pound and above spectra. Don't go below 60-pound on your leader and have a lot of fun. It's great fishing. The fish, for some reason, I think everybody can attest, all of us have fished down there, they pull harder for some reason. And I don't know why. But, you know, it's kind of like trying to match up a trout versus a bluegill. You know, pound for pound, that bluegill, he's a fighter, just like those yellows down there. We're also catching white sea bass and some grouper down there periodically. And the halibut bite is fantastic. The bottom species, lots of sheephead are getting caught, whitefish. It's just a nice variety. The weather has been great, and we've got a few spots that are still open. And I would suggest if anyone's looking, go online to cedrossportfishing.com and take a peek. We've got a couple trips coming up with one and two that are available. And go down there and experience what people talk about and build your own experiences, meet some new people. And I guarantee you, once you go down there once, you're going to want to come back.
No doubt about
that.
Yeah, for sure. And in fact, we have our Let's Talk Hookup trip this Monday. Tommy P is going to be hosting that trip. And I know we have a lot of very excited anglers.
Yeah, it's just for those who have been down there, it's the anticipation of getting back to the familiar. And for the ones that have never been down there, it's the anticipation of the new experience. And young and old, bring your kids. If they can see over the rail on the Ponga, get them down there. They're the future. Just like Art's, you know, bringing up the future captains and some of the other owners of boats. You know, this is how we keep this industry going and pass it on to generations to come. So if anyone's interested to get down to Cedros Sport Fishing, make sure you give Rosie a call, and you can reach her at 619-772-7570 or go on to cedrossportfishing.com. Check out the schedule, and take a look at some of the pictures. You can also find her on almost every social media. She posts pictures every night from all of our different captains and both of the lodges that she's now running. And book a trip. Be one of the group, one of the people that come down there and experience what people talk about.
No question about it. Good stuff. Hey, appreciate that. Filling in for Rosie today because she's taking a group down to the border.
Yeah.
Yes,
thanks,
she is.
Jeff. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Thanks, gentlemen. Great show.
Thank you very much. Hey, while we're waiting for our buddy Marcos from C4 to get rolling, we had another great text come through, and this one says, good morning, guys. Art, I'm dying to go to Alejos Rocks. Is that a location visited by the searcher, and how many day and what time of year trip should I book if I'm hoping to see the rocks? That's from Ron in San Diego.
Well, we go there on 7 or 8 day trips in the fall. It's not, you know, couldn't tell you that if you book a 7 or 8 day trip that you're going to go to the rocks. It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
depends on where the fish are, right?
Yeah. You got to go where the fish are. We're not, you know, doing a sightseeing trip. So if, there's been 2 or 3 boats at the rocks with very poor sign and maybe the water changed or, you know, the sharks are bad or whatever the case may be, then we're not going to take you there. We're going to go to the ridge and try and catch you some fish. So, but that's, you know, 7 to 10 day trips, in the fall, there's definitely a shot to get to the rocks.
You mentioned earlier when we were talking about Wahoo, the advantage of doing the 8 day trip was just more. It was just more time, you know, extra fishing days down there, extra time. Or if you needed to make a run that lasted a day, then you're no longer affected by it. So
right,
the more time down there, the more time you can give yourself, the better.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's plenty of options out there. You know, a 10-day trip just gives you 2 more days down there. So you're going to have 5 days in the zone on a 10-day trip. We don't do 10-day trips, but, you know, maybe a 7 or 8 day trip would
get
meet your schedule and
go on one of those ultra limited loads.
14 passengers. Yeah.
14 passengers. Everybody gets their own cabin.
Yeah.
Do you have on those trips, do you have trouble getting people on the rail?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, get out of your comfortable stateroom and get on the rail and catch some fish.
It's a laid-back atmosphere. And,
have fun.
You know, I always tell the story about this great big ball of yellowtail under the boat, and, you know, they're biting, and you go back there, and there's 6 people fishing. It's like, you know, there's a couple guys in the galley playing cribbage. you know, there's somebody sleeping in. There's somebody on the upper deck just watching the action. And so, you know, you have to, as a captain, you have this, you know, we're all driven maniacs that want to, you know, catch as much fish as we possibly can until we get enough type of thing. We've kind of born and bred that way. And so you have, as a captain, you have to lower your expectations on how many fish you're going to catch. But that's a good thing, you know. It's more about the experience. And
well, that's what it
catch
is.
Catch a few, take a break, have a beer, you know.
Enjoy the experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Here's a great one from JLO Rods. Congratulations, Art, and on his retirement. My wife and I attended a seminar at on the Searcher, and Art gave the best seminar. Thank you, Art, for sharing your great fishing knowledge. Art is definitely one of the best captains ever.
Wow, fantastic rod builder, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, never heard of that.
Yeah.
JLO Rods.
JLO, yeah.
JLO.
Yeah, great rod builder.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is
very
he like, related to JLO?
I don't think related. Yeah.
No? All right.
But a really good rod builder.
A good rod builder.
Yeah.
Cool. That's nice to hear. Well, let's jump into the phones.
Every single phone line is packed solid, has been since the beginning of the show. We're jumping right back in and talking to John, calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and Pete, Rick, I'm glad you guys got some vacation and, you know, had some fun and Art. So I got questions for everybody. Hey, Pete, so back on July 9th when you had the Tomahawk on, I won the day and a half trip, but I never got, you were gone, so I didn't get a phone call. And then for Pete, I'm not Pete, but Rick, are you working today? Cause I wanted to come by and see about getting a rod. And then Art, do you guys do the Ikigini, on the Searcher? And
so I'll,
even
I'll
though
cover
it's protected,
the, I'll cover your question
butt.
On the tomahawk first. What you need to do is call Carl at Fisherman's Landing, and he's got your name. Obviously, Carl didn't follow up on getting with you. So call Carl at Fisherman's Landing, 221-8500 and 619 area code, and follow up with Carl. That would be the best thing for that. So.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm not. Saturdays are my day off at the tackle store, so I'll be there tomorrow if you want. Or, again, we got a crew of just the best dudes. And I always joke that I very much enjoy it. The fishing tackle has always been my favorite thing, and I really have a good time. But if I were in somebody else's shoes, man, I think the kids do a better job than I do. They are in it and live it and breathe it every day. So I'm there tomorrow and would love to help you pick one out, John, or any of the boys I know would love to take care of you.
Ikijimi.
I'm not familiar with that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm out
That's
of the
That's the
loop.
Wire down the spine?
Oh.
The wire, yeah.
No, we don't do that. We, you know, we neutralize the fish and we gill and gut them, you know, anything like 50 pounds or better.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the quality of the fish that comes out of our fish holes is sushi grade. Gill and gut those big ones.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's fantastic.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, and the guys on the deck know how to do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Dan in Irvine has a comment. Congratulations, Art, and your association with Let's Talk Hookup. I was introduced to the Searcher in the mid-90s and have been a regular ever since. I could always count on you and your team going above and beyond to make the trip the best. I have been too spoiled. It's hard to imagine not fishing with you. Thanks for the memories. Dan in Irvine. And I might also add that continuing the saga, Mike and Josh are continuing their existence and sponsorship of Let's Talk Hookup.
Absolutely.
Very, very proud to announce that. The legacy of the Searcher continues along with Let's Talk Hookup, and we're very proud and happy to be a part of that.
Well, we've been blessed to be associated with Let's Talk Hookup since the beginning, and we've done trips and have a great partnership and a great relationship, and that's part of the deal is Let's Talk Hookup and the Searcher joined at the hip.
Yeah. So did you also schedule, I said you know you did the 2024 schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Did you put the Let's Talk Hookup trips
Absolutely.
In there?
Absolutely.
Okay,
hey,
they're in there,
right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So when is that the 2024 schedule going to be posted?
Well, right now we're doing, you know, we've got spring and July up.
Okay.
And,
already up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's not too many spots available, but...
but there are spots available.
There's spots available, yep. And,
okay. So get on.
So we're, yeah.
On searchersportfishing.com.
That's correct. As a trip gets in, there's people that want to rebook,
sure.
And so we give those people an opportunity to rebook before we go public with the trip.
You.
Yeah.
So that's why August, September, October
exactly.
is not up yet.
Yeah.
First right of refusal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So as the trips go by, you'll see more.
Absolutely. Yep.
People have the option to, and which a lot of them rebook.
Absolutely. Yep.
Like, what's your percentage of rebook on this, Searcher?
75%.
70%.
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if I knew I really wanted to do this 4-day trip that's coming up, the one that's going next week here, if I knew that was a goal of mine, can we give like a floating deposit to Celia where, you know, the guys obviously get their first right of refusal that went on the trip as they should, but then is there a way to like, you know, secure that I'm the first on the wait list when they go through?
Yeah, you could talk to Celia about that. You know, you can give her a call in the office and she can make that happen, yeah.
Cool.
That gives up a good question, Art. Is like, okay, so does money talk when you're on the wait list? I mean, if you say, hey, Celia, let me slip you $500 deposit and put me on the wait list, does it make a difference?
No.
No. Okay. All right, just checking.
Money talks when she calls
when
you
she
and
calls.
Says, there's a spot open, do you want it?
Yeah.
And you say yes, then, well, then that's when the money talks.
Right.
You know, you've got to come up with
50%
or
right.
If it's really close to the departure date of the trip, then, you know, you're paying the full balance of the trip.
Right. Okay. Yeah. When there's spots available, that's when
Yeah.
That's when it happens.
That's it.
Yeah.
Got it. Hey, I had a great text come through. I thought, says, hey, guys, with the yellowfin continuing to push in locally, Art, could you go over what are some of the signs that we look for indicating that the dolphin pods are holding, and what are your recommended ways of fishing those pods from a private boat? That's from JP in Dana Point.
Well, I think that there has been some signs of, you know, yellowfin tuna being associated with dolphin here in the last couple of weeks. So it's a, you know, if there's a birds associated with it, that's one thing. If they're a tight ball, then that can be another signal that there might be fish. And, you know, it's a case of just getting out in front of them and dragging your jigs across the what we would call the head of the school, so the leading edge of the school, and get out way out in front of it and troll your lures. You can do that, or you could just get way out in front of it and cast baits as they swim through. And you know, on your fathometer down there in that 90 to 120 foot range is where those fish are going to show up on your meter, and so that would be, obviously, that's a sign that there's fish associated. Whether they bite or not is a different story, but that would be something to look forward to.
So are the dolphin going to show up on your meter?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So they look different than the marks on the tuna?
Definitely.
So what's the difference?
The difference, you know, a dolphin is a kind of a thinner mark and a little bit interrupted, and a... You know, a tuna is a more solid mark and maybe a
bigger red mark
than the dolphin, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good.
And I really liked taking that one because it was one of the few questions that asked if the tuna were on dolphin and not on porpoise. And
yes.
You being a marine guy, and I know that's a pet peeve of Pete, I was so excited to get to read that they were both about dolphin schools and not porpoise schools.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, porpoise is old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old school Portuguese, Italian,
but they're not
seiners. They're not porpoise.
They're not porpoise. Dolphin. They're dolphin.
Yeah. Common dolphin.
So, all right. So that's, let's get into that. So there are very few schools of species of porpoise in the Pacific, right? There are some porpoise.
Globally.
They're globally. So,
yeah.
But generally speaking, porpoise are much smaller than dolphin, is
absolutely,
that correct?
Absolutely, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like the Vaqueta porpoise.
Vaqueta, I was going to ask that, yeah. The ones up in Sea Cortez, right?
That's
the ones that are heavily endangered. That's
yep.
a porpoise.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have some porpoise species up in Alaska, right? I believe in the Arctic area. I'm not positive.
Yeah, I'd have to get a book out.
But generally speaking, they're much, much smaller than a dolphin.
Yeah. So there's a species that you probably see in Alaska. It's called a Dahl's porpoise.
Yes.
Yeah, black and white, beautiful animal.
Mm-hmm.
And they bow ride and do that sort of thing. So
that is,
and you're
a
right, that's a Dahl's porpoise. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you see those in Alaska.
Yeah, a lot. You can see them as far south as Point Conception.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other ones that we see in the Pacific?
No.
No. That's pretty much it, huh?
Yeah.
The Dahl's porpoises.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the tropics or anything like that.
I'd have to get my whale book out.
You have to get your book,
but,
yeah.
And is it...
There's a...
Nothing,
yeah,
like
a
when
species.
You go on the...
It's
when,
a species. It's
search,
a separate species,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The searcher goes on whale trips.
That's why this is the...
Yeah.
This is the guy to talk to.
And you've seen... you've seen so many different species of whales and dolphins.
True.
And such like that. Do you see any porpoise on those trips?
No.
No. Okay.
Be very rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And how many different
call them dolphins?
How many types of dolphin do we encounter here?
Holy smoke. Well, there's two common dolphins, long beak, short beak.
Okay.
Bottlenose dolphin. You know, you can get them in shore.
Bottlenose is different than the short and long beak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bottlenose is a different
thing.
Species of dolphin, yeah.
It's calico bass, sand bass, spotted bass.
Yes, exactly. And then there's Rizzo's dolphin that, you know, they call them gray grampus. So, you know, they're gray in color.
Mm-hmm.
They can have a bunch of white on them. They have a different shaped head than a common dolphin does. There's Pacific white-sided dolphin. Those things are beautiful animals, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that pretty much covers it.
The majority that we're seeing here in Southern California, that when we're seeing schools of of dolphin with tuna under them is common dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they could be long or short?
Long or short beak. Short beak are typically more offshore.
Okay.
And long beak are more inshore.
Is the beak noticeably longer and shorter?
You know, you really have to, it is, and it, you know, it's a trained eye to tell the difference.
Yeah.
What about the, you know, we talked about the black dolphin down at like Mag Bay and the ridge that hold those big schools of tuna. I was going to say, is that a color phase difference of a quote unquote regular dolphin?
The more offshore you get, the darker.
Okay.
And then inshore are just the gray. Bottlenose dolphin. So those are bottlenose dolphins.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I should say, you know, orcas are in the dolphin family.
Oh, they are.
Just a big dolphin.
Okay. Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is a good show, man. Hey, when we come back, we got Gar can't retire. We need stuff like this.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy duty industrial strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day over 300 days a year. Running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat, out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. The first time since the show started, since before the show started, we have an open phone line. If you want it, it's yours. 213-432-1090.
Want to throw out a big happy birthday to our good buddy Mark Mills, Mr. Excitement himself.
Yeah, holy cow.
Yeah, can you believe that? Happy birthday, Mark, and hope you have a great, great birthday today. Hey, Pete Rick, what's going on? I have to do my Mark Mills invitation.
Mr. Excitement, man.
Mr. Excitement.
That name was very appropriate and a great bud of the show. Again,
he's a big wig with Daiwa now, too.
Yeah.
He's like the marketing director. So congratulations to Mark, and happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Have a great day today for sure. Hey, let's head north where I'm going and Corey's going here in a couple of days, and the whole Let's Talk Hookup crew and Davis Boat, Harold Davis and such, going to Queen Charlotte Safaris, and we're going to go visit Valerie Hopridge. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning, everyone. Hello from up north.
Hey,
Valerie.
All right. So are they biting?
Yes. So I had the guides kind of put together a fishing report for me last night. So Chinook are running. Well, Chinook have been running since May, so continuous runs of Chinook. And that's the king salmon, Chinook
right.
salmon. And then our coho are in, and they're bigger than last year. We're getting some nice, nice coho. So both are running, so you're in for a treat on that.
Cool.
The halibut limit just got raised up, so you get to keep an extra halibut, a smaller halibut, but still an extra halibut. So that's great news. This summer, that El Nino has just brought in some beautiful water. Lots of big, colorful jellyfish, you know, down south where you're fishing for the bottom fish, for the lings and your rockfish. Beautiful weather, lots of beautiful sea creatures in there to see. And guests have been doing, like, GoPros and sending me pictures of these amazing big schools of jellyfish, which it doesn't affect the fishing. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, really. Well, there's so many beautiful what sites.
The charts this year. It's always off the charts. Amazing ling cod.
That's what I heard. I heard that the ling cod fish. I had a call from one of our listeners that just came back from Queen Charlotte Safaris. He was giving me some helpful hints on what to take and everything. And he said the ling cod fishing was, he'd never seen anything like it. It's just unbelievable. It's
wide open.
And yeah, and
yes.
And good halibut fishing, good salmon fishing.
It was good everything. A lot
beautiful
of you
weather.
Had. Yeah, there's been. We had a group. Oh, gosh, it was the first week of July, and half that group were Let's Talk Hookup / Pacific Coast / Bart Hall, all but like Southern California group, and they left a little surprise. One couple left a surprise for you. I'll wait until you get here. And anyway, it was all couples, and they nailed. The couples that came up, they were like, we have never seen ling cod fishing like this ever, and the salmon, too. I mean, our salmon fishing is amazing. So you're in for a treat, double on species, Chinook and coho. So we're both running together.
Okay, well, that's good news, yeah. So we're
going
to bring back a beautiful box of fish and have a great time. And one of the most beautiful places on earth, Queen Charlotte Safaris and the whole Haida Gwaii area there, Valerie. Are there any spots available if somebody wants to come this season?
I have a little bit towards the end, the week of August 27th.
Okay.
I do have some spots there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, just not very much. We had a group where someone had an ATV accident. Not good.
No.
So
but, now and then for 2024, I know our trip is
sold
already
out.
Sold out, and we're talking about doing a second week, right?
Yes. Yes. Corey and I have to talk about that, or Harold, or both. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
I'm overlooking the harbor. It's beautiful. Your weather forecast is mid-60s Fahrenheit.
Right.
A little bit of rain, not much. A little more sunny. It's raining right now, but it's still really beautiful.
Wow. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to see you on Thursday, Valerie. And if somebody wants to book a trip to Queen Charlotte Safaris, how do we do it?
Just send me an email, the Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at qcsafaris.com, or call my cell phone direct. I have my U.S. cell phone up here. This is the lodge phone I'm calling in on, but it's 805-698-9590. And cell service does work up here, as you know.
Yep.
And we cannot wait to see you. We're ready.
All right. We'll see you on Thursday, Valerie. Can't wait to
All
see
right.
you. Looking forward
Cheers,
to it. Thanks
travels.
For the report. We're excited.
Thank you. All right.
Take care.
Hey, I want to remind you, this
Bye-bye.
Portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You can get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have their famous spices, rubs, and that great poke kit. Stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Again, we say it every week, but it remains true. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Let's jump back into them and talk to Mark. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mark?
Great.
Hey, congratulations on your retirement, but you're going to do me a favor. You're going to take your wife on a trip with no cell phone.
I think
and just do that
no
for a couple
cell.
Weeks.
That's art style.
Yep, and do it like that, and that's retirement. So congratulations.
Okay.
It's really, really
noted.
Good
I'll
see someone retire after all them years.
I don't know how successful I'll be. But.
Well, the boys might be calling you from the boat, right? All right.
That takes
thanks
for
the advice.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, City from Escondido asks, I have been watching Shark Week and saw The Searcher. Any chance on dive trips for The Searcher?
I don't think so.
No, not going to happen anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went on a shark diving trip with The Searcher, fortunately. Got to see those amazing creatures
in
Guadalupe. And what a treat. And now that's no more. Such a treat. But, that was a cool era. How long ago did you do those?
Whew.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, it's been, I don't know, 12 or 15 years.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was a good run there for a little while.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Different kind of world.
It was, yeah. What impressive animals.
Oh, amazing animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great fun.
That's cool. Art, we had a couple of texts come through regarding this first question, and then I'm going to read the second one. And there was a couple of questions that guys had about curing bait, exactly what you meant when you were talking about cured bait. And then the question I wanted to read kind of relates to that, and that's from Mike and Rosemead. It says, Art, when you're talking about your bait and storing them for months at a time, what do you have to, and if so, what do you feed the sardines, and do they have things that make them stronger or that they eat better? And that's from Mike and Rosemead.
Well, yeah, we feed them. There's, you know, cornmeal is something that we use, pancake batter, you know, the roe from filleted fish, you know, with filleted fish to serve fresh on the boat. And, you know, so the crew takes, you know, some roe and just, you know, the blood from the deck from gilling and gutting is food that makes
really?
It into the. Into the well, and so that's nutrients, and and so yeah, we feed them. And it, when I talk about cured, it's you know, the longer it's in the box, the more cured it is. And
how long? What's the longest you ever had sardines?
Probably a month or something like that. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, if you don't feed them, then they get skinny and they die. You know, that wouldn't be considered cured.
Yeah,
you have to feed them.
Yeah, because they got to stay strong.
Sure. Yeah. They're using energy swimming in a circle. So
When we were really into when there was a good marlin population in here, and there was a time when I was super into, you know, striped marlin fishing, and we would keep, you know, we'd keep a little receiver at the dock where we tie our boat up. And we'd keep mackerel in it. And sometimes, and maybe it was just like the typical excuse when you don't get a bite, you got to blame something. But sometimes when we had mackerel that were in our receiver for forever, for months and months, you know, we caught them in the winter and we kept them alive, feed them cat food and all that stuff. We always felt that sometimes when we would throw those on like a sleeper, that bait wouldn't swim very good. Like it would just be it has lived its, you know, last 6 months or whatever, swimming in a tight little circle. And I swear, sometimes when we would fire those things on a sleeper, it would hit the water and just start spinning in circles again. Do sardines ever do that? Do you ever experience that?
No.
Bait spin a long time, or does that thing hit the water and see a hungry tuna and just haul butt somewhere else?
Yeah, I can't recall seeing a situation like that. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Tom? He's calling us from University City. Hey, Tom, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning. Yeah, and echo the congratulations that everybody else has mentioned to Art and Cass. My question is about trolling. So when the yellowfin and Dorado and yellowtail are all in our local offshore waters here, is there like an all-around? Yeah, everybody is trolling the Mad Max for bluefin really fast. I don't know if that would work for these other species or if there's a speed and a jig that's more of an all-around trolling option for you know, in the fall here.
Well, you know, we typically troll between 7 and 8 knots or something like that. And, you know, the plugs, Rapalas, Halcos, there's several, you know, swimming plugs that, as long as they're not, you know, if they're tuned right and they're back there swimming, have kind of been something that's worked over the last decade really well for yellowfin, Dorado, and yellowtail, and that would be something that I would recommend. Maybe Rick has something to add on that.
I think that's dead on.
Pretty much dead on, yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Hope that helps you out. Hey, it's a comment from Matt here. Morning, guys. Great show. Question for Art. What's your guess on how many times did you see the bluefin bite start on the high tide hour? Any preference of time of day when high tide takes place? Does tide make a difference when you're fishing offshore? I mean, you always hear about, oh, it's going to bite on the, like you read on Fish Dope, or you hear the guys, oh, yeah, it's going to bite on the high tide. It's like, are you a believer on that?
I don't pay attention when we're offshore. Yeah. I really don't pay attention. Now, we pay attention to current, which is tide related.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I wouldn't say, look at your watch and you got 45 minutes until high tide and then get ready.
You'll get a breeze. We got 45 minutes before we're going to get a bite.
So I don't think that tide really comes into play that much. I think that, there are satellite maps that show current and that sort of thing, and some guys pay attention to that more than others, but we don't really pay attention to tide offshore, and at least I don't. Maybe I'm missing something, but it certainly isn't something that's talked about, fleet-wide. You got to be at this spot at this time, or when it's low tide or high tide, it really isn't a factor offshore.
Like because a lot of times, and you're more of a marlin guy than I am, marlin guys say they float on the tide, whether it be
float
a higher
slack. Yeah.
Float on the slack. So is there something to that, the slack tide?
I think in some fisheries it definitely has something,
some sort of
effect on it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that there's... when you're offshore, there's generally a trend. There's uphill current. You talk to guys that are traveling down to the rocks of the ridge, and there will be periods in that 48 hour run where 8 hours you lost a knot, and so you're going against a tide that's going northwest. And then there's the next 8 hours. Wow, we're making a knot faster, and so the current's going with you. You're going with the current. So, that's something that we take note of as far as current is concerned, which direction it's going. But I don't think the tide really makes that much difference to us.
In our marlin fishing, I'm not qualified at all to give you the reason why. More just being observant about when we have our successes and when we don't. And we would often get our bites within, quite like a much higher percentage of when we would either see fish floating on the surface or get a jig bite within an hour's window of the slack tide. And I couldn't tell you why. I doubt that it had anything to do with the tide, but I'm sure some effect that is tidal related has had a positive effect of what we were doing. I couldn't tell you what it is, but just trying to make note of all the things that happened. So we would spend our day doing what you do and trying to put ourselves into wherever throughout the day we thought was our best opportunity at finding that fish, whether it's because that's where the concentration of bait was or that's where the best water was. We would try to, as you're gathering all that info throughout the day, we would try to put ourselves back into that zone when the tide happened, and that's when we would have our best success.
But that's for marlin fishing.
Yeah, and again,
not necessarily tuna fishing.
And I don't want to try to say that it happened for this or the other. That's just what we had a lot of our bites during that time. But I couldn't tell
on
you
on marlin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, for sure. So does moon make a difference on tuna fishing?
It can.
Yeah, it can. And that's all related to tide and stuff.
Yeah, there's guys that they want their trip on the dark of the moon, or they want their trip 1 week before the full, or 1 week after the full, or don't schedule your trip around moon phase, because we've seen it.
Yeah,
we've seen it really, really good on full moons, and we've seen it where the fish disappear on the full or a couple days before or after, and so there's something going on there. There's a change in the moon phase that affects the fish. And so
no set pattern.
No, because it's going to be different every month.
Yeah.
It's going to be different every month.
I say the same thing. It's just a good excuse when things didn't go right.
Didn't go right.
It has nothing to do. When you caught them because your angling prowess was so high. And when you didn't, well, of course we didn't catch them. The loon was wrong.
Yeah.
It wasn't my fault. Nobody had a chance that day.
That's it. You have a good text.
Yeah, I thought so. Said, good morning, boys. Great show. I just wanted to reiterate what Art was saying and the importance of utilizing the crew to your advantage. I was on the Liberty this last Monday. I've been fishing my entire life, and now I'm almost 40. I asked Captain Enebel if he could show me how to belly hook his bait. He paused from bailing his bait and took the time to help me pick out a bait, pin it on, and show me the correct way. I feel like I was about a half inch off. His exact bait that he pinned on for me was my first fish of the day, and I hooked several more after that. That was from Rory in Lakeside.
There you go. Like there what Arthur was saying, right? Let the crew help you.
They're experts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know how to do it.
Put your pride away and, you know, go with the guy that's out there for 200 days a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pick up that one little thing. You know, pick up that. You're going to have that little piece that he broke you off, you're going to have for the rest of your life, and you'll continue success because of it.
And continued success on that trip, too.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was
sure.
Awesome.
Eric in Riverside says, hey, guys, great show. My question for Art has never been, I've never been on a long-range trip, but what would be your top three setups to bring?
Well, you know, you got to have a 25 or 30-pound outfit and match the fluorocarbon to the size mono that you have. You know, that sometimes that 30-pound with a fly line sardine is your absolute go-to outfit. And then you got to have a 40 to 60-pound outfit with a, you know, a two-speed and you know, have 80 to 100-pound braid on it. And, you know, you can put whatever top shot size that's working the best at the time on it. And then you have to have a heavy 100-pound outfit with a two-speed and a heavy rod so that for night fishing, day fishing with a sinker, you know, you can use it for fishing a dropper loop on the bottom. I mean, there's multiple applications.
But really,
for that
those
heavy.
Three outfits do you.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves $300 for a brand new pair of Costas. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $300 gift card to Costa Del Mar. Art's going to do us the honors of flipping the coin. Today we have a texter, and congratulations, JP and Dana Point. You got yourself a $300 gift certificate to Costa.com.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, hey, congratulations. Check out those king ties. They should be out very, very soon. Those are pretty awesome. Yeah, that's going to be great. Art, I can't believe it.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, I'm so happy for Mike and Josh on The Searcher, continuing The Searcher legacy. But you and Celia are still a part of the show.
Absolutely. We're not going anywhere. Yeah.
So,
and, you know, thanks to everybody, all the listeners, for all the accolades and the kind words and everything. But Searcher Sport Fishing doesn't happen without my wife, my partner, my best friend, Celia. She is Searcher Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
She's just made it all happen, and it doesn't happen without her.
For sure, yeah.
Okay.
And she's going to stay, be there, through there. But thanks, Celia, for all you're doing. Thank you, Art. Congratulations on your success for so many years, and thanks for being a part of Let's Talk Hookup for so many years, and we sure appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the support.
You bet. And, hey, thank you out there. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. Thanks to Christian for all he does on the board back there. And we appreciate you out there, too, your texts, your calls, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back, Rick and me, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., calls, texts, and more tomorrow morning. We'll see you then, right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.